Welcome to today's episode of Tech Talk, where we dive into the latest innovations and tools that make our coding lives easier and more efficient. I'm really excited about this topic today. It's all about GitHub Copilot for Xcode. Now, if you haven't heard of GitHub Copilot, it's essentially like having a super smart coding partner right there beside you, helping to write code faster and smarter. Just imagine, instead of staring at a blank screen and wondering how to start a function, you have this AI tool suggesting code snippets as you type. Sounds pretty cool, right? So, GitHub Copilot for Xcode is an extension that brings this experience to macOS developers using Xcode. But before we dive deeper, let's set the stage a bit. GitHub Copilot uses machine learning and has been designed to assist developers by providing inline suggestions. Whether you are working on a small project or a large application, these suggestions can speed up your coding, making it both easier and more efficient. First up, let's talk about how you can get started with GitHub Copilot for Xcode. If you're on macOS 12 or later and have Xcode 8 or above, you're all set. You can easily install it via Homebrew. Yep, just one command line, super simple. Or if you prefer the drag and drop method, you can download the DMG from GitHub's releases page and just drop it into your applications folder. Now, here's a little tidbit that folks often overlook. Once you've installed it, you'll need to grant a couple of permissions. Accessibility and the Xcode Source Editor extension need to be enabled for the Copilot to start working its magic. If you forget this step, you might find yourself scratching your head as to why it's not suggesting anything. Classic rookie mistake. And speaking of setup, let's talk about signing in. You click the Sign In button in the settings and it'll open up a browser for you to authorize the application. Pro tip, make sure you have your login details handy. Now that you're all set up, let's get into the fun part, how it actually works. As you're coding, just pressing the Tab key can accept the first suggestion it makes. Want to see the full suggestion? Just hold down the Option key. It's like having a built-in coding buddy who's always ready to help you think of new ideas. But let's pause for a moment and think, how does this tool really change the way we code? Well, for starters, it reduces cognitive load. You don't have to remember every single syntax or detail. You can focus on the bigger picture of your project. Plus, think about those moments when you're faced with a particularly tricky piece of code. Having Copilot by your side could totally save you from hours of frustration. Now, here's another interesting note. The developers are actively seeking feedback to continuously enhance the tool. If you run into any hiccups or have an idea that could improve Copilot, their feedback forum is open and eager for input. It's a great way to feel involved in the development of a tool you use every day. As we wrap up, I hope you've gotten a good sense of what GitHub Copilot for Xcode can do and how it can make your coding experience not only efficient, but also more enjoyable. It's this blend of AI and human creativity that could shape the future of software development. So here's a thought to leave you with. As this technology evolves, how do you think it will influence what it means to be a developer? Are we looking at a future where thinking in code becomes more like playing with Lego blocks? Food for thought. Thanks for tuning in to Tech Talk. And until next time, keep coding, stay curious, and embrace the future of technology.